Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf. Okay. Survey, would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, can I ask you what year were you born, sir?
1934.
Okay. 1934. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree, okay. All right, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
Okay, and just for qualification purposes, what is your race, sir?
I am a German.
Okay, but, okay, German.
So that's white.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and that's what I was trying to, black, white, Asian. Okay, white, right? All
right,
and are you registered to vote or, like many people, not registered?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
I'm 100% going to vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, and how motivated are you about, you know, are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
I'm 10 because we can't have Trump in there. If we do, all people of color will be on the cotton fields again. We will be picking cotton if Trump is back in office.
Okay, how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
It got a lot of power.
From one number from 0 to 10, sir. Well, what number would you give it? 10. Okay. All right, sir. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues, you know, for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, okay? The first one would be healthcare, crime and violence, jobs and the economy.
Healthcare. And racism.
Okay. Okay, I have criminal justice reform or police violence, climate change, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination. Okay, let me read the last. Maybe you can change your mind, okay? Cost of living and inflation.
Nothing's going to change my mind. Racism.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'd like to... I like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay? You're using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5, you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? And 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable towards them, but you may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, the first one will be Republicans in Congress.
I feel horrible about them. I don't trust them.
So what number would you give him from 0 to 10? 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and 10 is very favorable, okay?
0.
Okay.
They haven't done,
Kamala.
Do you think they've done anything since they've been in there?
Yes.
Have you seen them done anything? You have, but make it look like a circus act. They haven't made pass no bills worth talking about, none of that. All they've done
What about Kamala Harris?
I'll say a 7.
7. Joe Biden?
I'll say probably about like a 4.
4. Democrats in Congress?
They've done a lot more than the other ones, so I'll say probably about like a, what you say the best one is?
10.
So 10 is favorable?
Yes, very warm and favorable.
I'll say like an 8.
8. Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. A fucking 0.
Okay, and Hakeem Jeffries.
A 10.
A 10, okay. Okay, sir, now if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden,
a third party, or
independent candidate, or you undecided, or would not vote?
I will vote for, it wouldn't be, I will probably vote Democratic.
So Joe Biden, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, sir, and if you had to choose, you know, for whom would you vote in a 2024 election for president, that would be Donald Trump or
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, just between them two.
It's not going to be the latter. I'm going to vote, like I said before.
So, okay, if you had to choose just between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, would be Donald Trump or
probably
Joe Biden?
Joe.
Okay. All right, sir, and then if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you
undecided?
Blue. Democratic candidate. Okay. And would you say your life, you know, was better under President Biden, better under President Trump?
Way
or
better.
About the same?
It's way better now.
Okay, so much better under Biden.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference to you? Okay, yeah, the first one is effective and gets things done. Would that be much
right,
more likely?
Right, effective and get things done.
Would that be much more, someone less, or much less likely, or no difference?
What was the question?
Okay, this would be more likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, okay? Or would it make no difference?
Somebody that's going to get something done.
Would you support him much more or just someone more?
I'll support him much more.
Okay, what about...
As long as they're getting it done and making it better for me and my family, I'll support him 100%.
Okay, what about wants to build black wealth? Would you support him much more?
I'll probably worship him.
Okay. What about is to walk?
You say what now?
If they had that trait, you know, where it is to walk, W-O-K-E.
You say if they're woke? Oh, they got everything
yes.
on the ballot now, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm 100% with being woke.
Okay, so be much more likely to support that or someone more likely?
I'll support him all the way.
Okay, what about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
I'll support him a lot.
Okay, it protects abortion rights.
I'll support him. Nobody should tell a woman what to do with their body.
Okay, it's honest and ethical.
Oh, that's what we deserve now.
Okay, fights racism and discrimination.
Oh, that's what we need.
Would that be much more likely or just someone more?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now for each of the following priorities or traits, okay, please rate me how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10.
They're 10, awesome.
Okay, it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. You know, 5 means somewhat well, and 0 minutes does not describe them well at all. Okay, here's the first one. They put people over politics.
They put politics over people.
Okay, so that's Democrats. Okay, would you say they put people over politics? Does it describe them? Not well or describing somewhat well? Or
it describes them not well.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
A 10 is good.
10 is good and a 0 is not, it does not describe them, okay?
Okay, that doesn't describe them because they put politics over people.
Okay, would that be, what number would you give from 0 to 10?
You confused me now. I just told you.
Well, you know,
you said, do they put people over politics?
Well, that's why it says, you know, puts people over politics. So if you agree, that means, you know, you will say, you know, give me a 10.
I disagree with that.
So you go backwards. Okay, go with from zero.
A one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what about they secure the border?
That's, I agree with that. That's 10.
10. Okay, they wants to build black wealth.
10. I agree with it.
Okay, defense democracy.
10. Everything is 10 for them.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I agree. 10.
Looks out for people like me.
10.
And grows the economy.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, and next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate me a statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes extremely motivated, you know, to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 makes it somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress, but you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, as a middle-class mother, you know, the child tax credit in Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. Would you say that not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated?
Motivated.
But you can use any one number.
It's definitely motivated. It's definitely motivated.
Okay, as a entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions of forgiving loans, you know, for small business like mine to stay afloat and growing black businesses ownerships at, you know, a faster rate in 30 days.